Hey, y'all. Welcome to Co-Parenting Past Chaos, a podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered insight on marriage, divorce, the crazy adventures of co-parenting, and so much more with your hosts, April and Lauren. Not only are we best friends, we are also the wife and former wife of the same man. Join us each week as we take you on a journey inside our wild and chaotic lives and show you how we were able to forge and maintain a positive co-parenting relationship while collectively parenting a lot of kids with a few husbands. We're definitely not professionals and we'll probably get you into more trouble than you bargained for, but what we do have is a sense of humor, street smarts, and a few decades of experience under our wife, mom, and divorcee belt. This ain't your mama's podcast. Welcome to episode 87 of Co-Parenting Past Chaos. Is it just me or has this week been the longest week ever?
Yeah, because it was our first week off of quarantine.
So yeah,
so I'm trying to acclimate.
I'm thankful that we're not on quarantine. So let me say that first. But still, long week. It's like it never wanted to end.
And I have to work again tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Why?
I got a new position.
I need to call your boss.
It's just like, ugh.
We don't work on Saturdays.
Sorry.
So
I'm a little too
pretty. But with the way our bank accounts are set up,
I do work on Saturdays. So like, here's the thing.
We need to work on Saturday.
He's like, yeah, can you come in? I'm like, well, I also need a paycheck. So yes, I asked, okay, what time would you like me there?
Do I need overtime today? Yes. I actually do. Since we're literally together every single day, it's hard to find something that I haven't told you. And I know you like the element of surprise. So,
okay.
We have had so many other pressing issues recently that I haven't had to tell you like my drama that's going on in my life.
Oh my God, what?
I've not been sleeping really well.
Why?
And I don't know. I was really worried and I thought, okay, maybe it's like old age because I am pushing 27.
Is it your husband?
His incessant snoring. Yeah, it could be. Or it's the dogs that are, you know, laying.
Fair.
The dog almost weighs as much as me. I have him by like maybe 20 pounds.
Yep.
Maybe. So that could be an issue. Crippling anxiety. I mean, there's another one. Stress.
Voila.
Tons of that. I overanalyze things like it's my part-time job. I was thinking the other night as I was laying in bed at 3 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep. What's wrong? Why am I stressed or what's keeping
your brain
awake?
Can't shut off?
Like it won't. I keep my phone by my bed and I always have it on silent.
You need to keep a Xanax by
your bed. I know. I need to keep a sleeping pill by my bed. But I'll think of things like ideas, show topics or something, and I'll roll over and I'll put it in my notes, you know.
You're the most annoying person.
I know.
Oh my God.
I annoy my own self, so I already know. I knew it was stress and anxiety because, I mean, just with everything that's going on. And we do have a lot going on. And we have, like, lots of things. I think I'm overtired.
I think you're overstimulated.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, and you just can't calm back down.
I cannot turn it off in my brain. And I'll lay there and I'm like, oh, remember that one time at band camp? You know, all the things. I just think of all the things.
Oof.
But there's something that's been really affecting me. And then I realized it the other night.
Oh, my God, what?
Okay, so I got to confess. When COVID first started, you know, like we were banned to our homes for months.
Yes.
So everybody ate. They watched lots of TV, probably had lots of sex because, you know, that's the things that you do when you're bored. And you start running out of things to do. We drink a lot. We hang out.
We still do.
Every single day. Did projects around the house. Mm-hmm. I know we did a lot of those. But we also watched a lot of Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
I watched all of Netflix.
I did. I got addicted to watching shows.
Yes.
Like I watched things that I had never watched before. Mm-hmm. And I've never been a person that's been a trendsetter. I'm late to the game. Like things come out and like 6 years later, I'll say, oh, I found this new show. Honey, it's been out 6 years. All right. Well, I just started watching it, but whatever. So I started watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Did you?
I will say
that I have not. Well,
don't.
I tried watching.
Do, but
one,
don't.
I tried watching one episode and it was not one I could get into.
I thought that, but it's why I can't sleep. I'm telling you, it has terrified me to my core.
Oh my God, why?
Because if you've never seen it, like I'm only like 6 episodes in, so I can't tell everything because I don't know everything. And I'm still learning like what the show's even about. But basically, women don't have any rights, like none. Mm-hmm. All they are baby makers. And if they can't make babies, then they're like the help.
Oh,
their
wow.
Maids.
I knew that. I knew that
things.
Portion of it.
Or if you are part of the rich family, then you have one of the handmaids, which are the baby makers. The wife lays in the bed. The handmaid is in between her legs. And the man, the husband, is having sexual intercourse with the handmaid to make a baby. Because the wife can't make a baby.
Oh.
But ew. That's not even the bad part. Like, that I'd be okay with. I mean, you know, I
was like, okay, so that's how we're going to make our next baby.
Yeah, so that's not I've even an issue. I've already
thought this process through way better
as
than
as long as
syringe.
I'm in control. And I'm, you know, at that point, I'd be in control because I get to make the rules. But the thing is, they aren't allowed to do it. They can't read. They can't look in the mirror. They have, like, no rights.
Wow.
And it's not
so
back in time.
You're obsessing about this show.
Because I'm scared it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But look at what's happening in the world.
I'll tell you what just happened in the world. We just broke a glass ceiling.
I know.
Very much. Every woman right now, take a big smile, pat yourself on the back.
I keep thinking that. I'm like, okay, but look what's happening in the world. And that's good. That's a great thing. There's a woman, you know, that's in there and she's doing the things. But what if?
It's a never what if.
Do you know what
is going to be? The men are going to be the ones now that are
going
to
have to handle that.
Yep. They're going to sit back and just not be able to do anything.
They could be the baby makers.
They are. That is all they are.
Bless their hearts. Okay. But anyway, yeah. Oh my, okay. I can't. I would be the first one to. Here's what happens, though. I'll tell you. They'll kill them if they don't do what they're told.
I'd
be the first to go.
Oh, I would love that. Just take me out.
Like, they would, because my mouth. I can't be controlled.
I was going to say, your mouth, you can't do other things without that.
I wouldn't need to. No, they don't believe in that. They go back to, like, this wholesome, which I think I would fit into, because, I mean, I do put the ho and wholesome, apparently.
According to two of your ex-husbands.
According to Sarah,
freaking the sheets.
But I could be. I love the wholesome thing. Like, I love the back end, you know, growing your own food. And
no.
I love those kinds of things, but I don't want to be told what to do. I'm the one that tells people what to do.
I know you are.
I'm the control freak.
I don't mind anybody telling me what to do, as long as that anybody is not a person attached to a penis.
Let me tell you what
exactly.
To do. That's what, like, I remember a couple weeks ago when I was like, okay, you're really getting on my nerves because you're not doing what I want
you're
you
not
to
listening.
Do. You're not listening. And you're like, okay, but I don't want anybody else to tell me what to do. Just you.
Yes. Hey. And so she started saying, okay, well, then I will be the one that will go through me.
I'm the only one that's allowed to tell you what to do. We're here. Okay, back to business. Last week, we discussed being our own worst enemy and how we self-sabotage our relationships due
to
past
toxic trauma.
Yeah, we found out we were toxic. You know what's interesting, after we recorded that episode, you know how it's like Facebook knows they're inside your mind, they're like Alexa. And I was looking on there and some kind of ad popped up about self-sabotage.
Oh my God.
And so I started looking at it. It's like, here are the things that are involved in self-sabotage. And it's so much more than we even talked about. I feel like we need to do another episode.
Ooh, we can do another one.
Yeah, we're going to have to, because it was...
Obviously, we're the queens of it. So.
I mean, yeah, but it was so interesting. So this week we are talking about moms that cuss and being an inappropriate mom.
Me.
We've talked about being mediocre moms, and we're very honest, so it's no secret that we're just like the rest of the world with our bad mom moments. But this is a little different. I think we're going to discuss more about our naughty mouth, because we don't really talk about that very much. And this season, we have become much more loose.
Well, you're just seeing how we are. We're not putting on an act, you know?
Well, like, I don't want to say that, because we don't put on an act. What we say is real.
We filter ourselves.
Yeah. So that's what they're getting. The filter.
But I hate doing that.
Version.
I'm
okay with filtering.
You're okay with the filter?
I'm okay with the... I need all the filters.
I don't like the filters.
All the Snapchat filters for my pictures.
I'm sure my mom would have hoped and prayed that I had more of a filter, but I don't, and here we are, so...
I keep listening when I'm editing these episodes, and I'm like, oh gosh, is my mom cringing, or is Grammy cringing, or is your mom cringing? Thinking,
yes, and I don't care.
And then I'm thinking, oh no, I have grown daughters. Are they cringing? Like,
all of our kids at one time or another are going to cringe.
They're
at
gonna
us.
Cringe, but
that's our job as parents.
Right now, we're living our best life.
Hey,
and I'm not dead, so why can't I talk about these things?
Real life. I just don't want to be a filtered version for my kids.
I've been called a prude, I think that's...
That bothers you.
It does a little, because I'm not. I have a sense of humor.
I don't think you're a prude. Now, getting to know you, from the exterior, people would definitely...
Think I'm a prude.
Yeah, I could see
that. I mean,
because
I think
you're not.
There's being a prude and there's having a little bit of class.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
you're
that's
reserved.
What I had. I'm reserved. There you go.
Yeah. I am not.
Some people may not think I'm reserved, but...
I am the happy meal of this package.
I'm not a happy meal.
She's the five-course dinner.
I'm the five-star restaurant kind of gal.
I'm a Taco Bell dollar menu.
She's a whole dollar menu.
Pour some vodka in your Baja Blast.
like a better time, though, you know?
Sure.
Than a Michelin restaurant.
Ask my ex-husband how that worked out. You know, you want to marry fun, but then once you marry fun, you're like, no, that's not, that wasn't a good idea.
Big mistake. Yeah. I wasn't thinking this through.
That's how that Taco Bell is. It sits in your stomach. And yeah. Bad mistake. Regret.
Probably shouldn't have done that. Maybe that fourth taco was a bad idea. Hold the hot sauce. All right. So profanity, when I looked it up, is described as impolite, rude, and offensive.
Well, fuck you.
Okay. And here's the Happy Meal speaking. I read a study once and it stated cussing is actually very healthy. It's a very healthy release of emotion and it can make you feel stronger. And I'm going to tell you, when I say a bad word,
you use it as
punctuation. I do feel like empowered a little. Another study claimed that swearing is actually a sign of intelligence.
Thank you.
Well, damn it, I'm Albert Einstein.
That IQ just went up.
Like, by a lot.
Yeah.
What's the highest IQ? You
know? Don't ask me 100 something. I mean, it goes on. It doesn't necessarily.
It's not in the thousands, though, right?
No.
I think it's only in the
hundreds. I think if you're over 120, you're concerned.
I probably don't have a high IQ, but.
Intellect.
Because don't you have to know, all the things?
No. Have you ever taken an IQ
test? No.
Maybe I'll send one to you. I've done a couple of them because over the years, I just want to see if I get smarter. I don't.
Well, I get dumb.
Oh, I'm disclaimer, I don't.
After the third husband, I'm going to tell you that we don't get smarter.
No.
We actually get dumber. But I'm always torn because I'm a Christian and I know that God don't like ugly. That's why I always try to do my makeup. I'm assuming that refers to ugly words as much as it refers to ugly people. Do you think?
So my take on cuss words is they're words, right? And any way you say, any tone you use saying a word can make it sound worse than it is.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I was raised in a household. Well, I was raised in two households, but with my mom, she did not swear. My dad in that household, it wasn't like he was a swearing, like a cussing sailor or anything, but he swore loosely around us. So it was not really a big deal. I don't want to hold back. If I want to say a swear word, I am over the age of 18. I am legal to do anything. I pay my own bills. Also, though, when it comes to swearing around your kids, since we're actually getting very specific with this topic.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
This is my viewpoint. It's only mine. So I don't, you know, if people disagree, that's completely fine. But I believe that if you are going to cuss around your children, it's almost educating them in a way of that. That's an adult thing to do. So you're exposing them to something that's coming from your home versus something they could pick up from their friends and then in turn do secretly or maybe use it in the wrong context.
Okay.
So I'd rather my children learn cussing from me. That's just my opinion.
So you want to teach your kids the bad
things.
Yeah,
kind of. I would rather them hear it from me than someone else.
Well, no,
just like
I mean,
a sex conversation. I don't want my kids getting outsourced information.
Oh, no, I want my kids to get outsourced. I don't want to have that conversation.
Whoa, I want it to come from
me. Then I'll have them call you.
Because then they're going to be less likely to do it. They're going to be like, I grew up in a household this wasn't a cool thing. So they're not going to, you know, when you're 12 and you hear the word damn it for the first time and you think it's so naughty. Like, I don't want my kids to think that curse words are naughty.
No, see, I heard it growing up, but I didn't think that it was cool or not cool. I don't know that I even had an opinion, but I don't pretend to know everything about religion, but I do find it difficult that God would condemn somebody to the fiery gates of hell just because they say shit a lot. I just can't fathom that. I think there are so many worse things in the world to do than to just say
a
bad word.
Well, see, this gets into more of like a religious conversation.
I know, and I don't, and I'm not trying to make it that way.
I see where you're coming from, though, because that's how I was raised.
So that's where I was getting to. And that's why we have a disclaimer at the end of our podcast that we love Jesus, but we cuss a little. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how we grew up and what kind of words were forbidden in our homes?
My mom wouldn't let us say crap. I mean, my mom never swore growing up. Right? She'll let some slip now.
Okay.
I mean, she's got all these naughty kids. So that just goes to show that even after like 33 years, you're eventually going to break.
Here is a good point.
You're going to snap.
You can say no bad words or you can say all the bad words. Your kids are going to do what they're going to do.
You're thinking the bad words in your heads, though, too. I just know it.
Yeah.
As a mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
If you don't. Give me some of your fairy dust.
Yeah, call me.
I don't get it. For me growing up, we wouldn't say shut up.
I couldn't say shut up growing up. I mean, it's not that you couldn't say it. It was just had such a negative tone. It was so derogatory to say to someone.
Yeah. And still, when I hear the boys say shut up to one of my brothers.
I nip it.
I'm like, don't say that. That's so
rude.
And
I never call my children to their faces anyways. Like, I never say, you are an asshole. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm thinking they're acting like assholes right now.
Yeah.
If you're from the South, you use this line. I don't care who you are. I'm to beat your ass.
Yeah.
That's just one you use.
I always say that when I never beat ass.
You never do it. You never. It's such an empty-ended statement.
And they know it now. And that's not good. That's not good.
It's such a failure.
We weren't allowed to also say God. That was a bad word. But, you know, Southern.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Same. No taking the Lord's name in vain. And then all cuss words. We weren't allowed to cuss. Like, my mom. No, you didn't.
Okay, well, then that. Look what happens, though. So now I do all the cussing.
I remember it wasn't until late in my 20s that I actually cussed in front of my mom.
Oh, no.
Probably my mid-20s, I would say.
Mine was early on.
I was scared of her. Even though she cussed, like, I knew we were not supposed to. So I was not crossing that line. I wanted my teeth.
And now look, like my.
Now look at me.
My kids cuss.
Sometimes. It's because of all these damn kids. That's why I cuss.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, and the husbands.
Well, they're mostly them.
But you know what? I'm still a closet cusser.
You are. You'll be like, GD.
Yeah. I know. But I know how to read the room. And I know when it's appropriate, I think.
It's always appropriate to cuss.
I just want to be professional. And I don't know why I've always thought you can't be professional if you use naughty words.
See, I don't have to be professional in my job industry. So, like, if you don't cuss, you are a weirdo.
See, in mine, I do have to be professional. And I guess I just don't advertise my naughty words. I don't know why.
Well, this is your new platform.
However, I will say that I don't think it makes a person bad just because they say bad words.
No. No.
I can't believe, and I don't think that you're uneducated.
I don't look at anyone differently. And no. I don't really notice it, I don't think.
I do notice it sometimes.
You do?
I went a whole year without cussing one time. I was so proud of myself. And I was going through a divorce from Jerry at that time.
Oh, good for you.
Okay. I need a double ribbon for that. But when we got back together, all hell broke loose, literally, because, you know, you can't marry Jerry and not cuss because, first of all, he was a sailor.
Oh, you literally cussed like a sailor. So I literally
cussed like a sailor, and so did he. All right, I already know the answer to this question, but I don't think our listeners do. And you just kind of said it a minute ago, but how do you feel about cussing in front of your children?
I'm totally okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Are you okay with other people cussing in front of your kids?
Yeah. I don't want my kids to be cussed at. There's a difference.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, one or two slip up of a swear word, totally fine. But if you're like, F this, F that, and like saying really explicit lyrics over and over in front of my kids, all right, pump the brakes. Like, know when there's certain things,
like inappropriate language. Yeah. It's not the same as cussing.
Because then I have to explain to them what that word is. And I'm not here for that. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
There are certain, I mean, I did cuss in front of my kids, but there were certain words I wouldn't say in front of them. You know, like the real bad ones.
I wouldn't say that.
Still, there's certain words that I won't say unless I'm real, real mad.
Ooh. Like,
I'm going to call you a C word if I'm real mad.
Tuesday. That's my favorite word. For anyone that's listening, that is my favorite word.
Or just ask my friends, I'll call you an abomination. That's the worst. That's even worse than the C word. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Heather. What do you think about allowing your kids to say naughty words? And here's where I think that you and I are. It's going to get interesting because we're different. We have different views on this.
I mean, I don't want my kids cussing, but they are going to. They're going to let it slip. My oldest knows now not to use words. He knows enough about swear words, just not to use them. Now, my middle one knows just as much, but he literally does not care.
Yeah.
He will say them. Not in public. It's nothing like that. It's more like when he's in trouble or angry, I'll catch him under his breath saying the F word. And then the baby really doesn't know. So like when Jet is telling a story about something and he was like, Mom, he called me a son of a bitch. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not a good word. And when it's coming from a 5-year-old, you don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Why is it funny when they do? Because we have a 6 sense of humor.
It's so precious almost.
It's so cute. When my grandson will say, oh, damn it. And I'm like, everything they do is cute.
It is.
But it's like, oh, Lovey does not like that naughty word. Yeah, it's not good. I'm more of a do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
So I did cuss in front of my kids, and I still do. And I just was under the understanding that they know better. Like, this is an adult word.
Your kids cuss. I love it.
I hate it.
It's almost like your kids came from me.
I hate it. I don't think that kids should be in adult conversations anyway. But seeing like this little person, it's different. Like when they're tiny and they accidentally say a bad word, that's kind of funny. But then when they get to be like 10, 11, 12, and then their teenage years and they're just walking around saying bad words, it makes me want to punch them in the face a little. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Tanner, do you hear that?
I don't think listening to music and TV shows that have like tons of swear words. I'm not going to put rap on in the car.
Yeah, I try to keep the music kind of limited with my kids only
and not
because
even so much as the bad words, but it's like
kind it's of the, what they're talking about. Yeah. It's the context.
And
of
I don't
things.
Need, like you said, I'm I don't want to explain what, no. you know, the
we'll get there at an age things. Appropriate times.
But I think that makes me a hypocrite. If probably, I don't want my cares? Kids to cuss, but I cuss in front of them.
Listen, we don't have like, any of the answers. This is literally just us telling you what yeah. we do and we don't do and what
I'm
we should
mom.
Be doing.
Don't do it. That's because why? Because I'm the mom. Yeah. Tanner's 14. Okay. His dad, he just turned 14. His dad allows him to say naughty words. And he has for like the last year. My girls, when they were growing up and Roy and I parented them, they did not say bad words. At least they didn't in front of me.
Right. Well, none of us I did think, in front of our parents.
Well, but Tanner does in
oh,
front of me.
Oh, he's very.
And Roy will be standing right there and he'll just laugh. And I'm like, it's not funny. He should not. First of all, and here again, hypocrite talking. It's disrespectful. You're in front of a lady.
Yeah, but he's not saying them in disrespectful ways.
He's not cussing me.
No.
But like when he gets up for, like this week, I told on him to his grandma. He was so mad at me because he was like, I don't want to go to school. I don't care, son. That's your job. You have to go to school. And he comes down the stairs stomping and mad. This is bullshit. I'm sorry. What?
I mean, but he's not wrong.
I wanted to trip him.
He's not wrong.
You don't say that. Like,
I know.
If we hadn't spent so much money on his braces and they just got off, I'd have probably punched him in the mouth because like, don't. I guess listening to myself talk about cussing, it just makes me think, what's the big deal? I'm not a bad person.
It's not.
So it's just not a bad thing, right?
No.
I don't. I just don't. I really don't want my kids. I don't want them to say it. I feel like they, I don't know. You know, we say we want to keep them innocent for as long as we can. And I feel like that means they're grown up. That's yeah. where it is for me. It's not even so much about what
I
they're saying.
That. That's understandable.
But don't, you're not a grown up. I don't want you to be a grown up. Just be little.
Because then their whole entire dialect starts changing.
Yeah.
I know.
And they're not a baby. And Tanner's not a baby anymore.
They are babies though.
I want him to be so sweet and cuddly and he's just such an ass.
Ugh, they Whatever. All are.
I only cuss when I'm angry or passionate. Don't you
fair.
Think?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't just walk around yeah, saying, sure. you know, bad things. It's like the other night when I wanted to be mean to somebody because somebody punched our kid.
Oh, then every cuss word is
Then I wanted
out.
To cuss. I cussed
It's like a little,
person.
You know, Rolodex. You just have like,
I have
it there.
At that point, I make up my own cuss words.
I have it all. So just don't send me to that place.
Yeah. I've also been known to say a naughty word in the bedroom a time or two.
Oh my God, you are so
just once or twice.
I can't with you.
And then, but I'll say words there that I won't say out in public.
Obviously,
but then I'll think about it afterwards, you know, and I'm like, ew, why did I say that?
No, I don't think about
I
it
do.
Afterwards. You,
and I'm
oh,
so embarrassed.
Listen, my secret, and this is so sick, but like, I just have to like analyze your sex life at some point. And I know it's with my ex-husband.
That's another episode, okay?
But like, bless. Oh, bless.
I'll tell you about it one day.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting. What are some rules you have about cussing?
As far as myself or my children?
For you.
For me, I cuss in the appropriate times. So mm-hmm. like when I'm with my people, right?
Yes.
Or when I'm with my kids, even when I cuss around my kids, I watch my tone of how I say it. When I say it like really screaming and I've used an F word especially, you know that I've been sent over the edge.
Yeah,
like
you've
my
reached
head
your
is
limit.
Spinning. Mm-hmm. But as far as myself, I just know when to say it, when it's appropriate, when it's not, yeah. I guess. I mean, I was raised that way. So like, I'm not going to walk into the grocery store and be like, hey, everybody, we're here to shit up.
Bitches.
You know, like, it's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
I'm respectful. I know my crowd. I read the room.
That's what I do. I would never cuss in church. And I don't do it in a professional mm-hmm. setting. And I don't cuss at my kids, like you said earlier.
Right.
I would never cuss at them. Now,
I would cuss at you.
Do I call? Oh, I think we've cussed at each other a time. Maybe once or twice. I'll call my kids assholes behind their backs.
Oh, yeah.
But not when they're in front of me. I wouldn't say, hey, you're an asshole. But I'll tell you, hey, my kid was an asshole this morning.
Yep.
Or I texted his grandma this morning. He's being an asshole. And that's why we're late.
Yep.
Why are you late for work, April? Because my kids are jerks.
One thing my mom always said was to never say that they are that. They're acting like
That's what Roy's mom used to say.
Yeah.
It's such a good point.
So, like, don't.
But, you know, when you're in the moment, you can't.
Like, you're a jerk. No, you're acting like a jerk, which just makes them think, like, oh, I.
My kids are
person.
Certainly jerks. They're not acting. It's not an act. It's truth.
Yeah, sometimes that whole acting thing, it's a real life thing, though.
So are we bad moms because we cuss? Hell no.
No.
Nobody is. If
not
you don't
all.
Cuss and like, you're a mom.
Good for you.
You're
I'm not
weird.
Shaming you.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm not but shaming
it's,
you. But
it's
like,
very fascinating to me.
It's And I know lots of moms that don't.
I do too. And I envy that.
That's amazing. Good for you.
But that's my release. I think I don't need a timeout necessarily.
Listen, I couldn't control my kids with soft spoken sweet words. No. So
they need Cruella DeVille coming out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's so many other things that make bad moms. And I don't think that my naughty mouth makes the list.
No.
Like my kids are healthy. They're happy. Well, unless they have to go to school or clean their room.
They know they're loved.
They're fed.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. We're fine.
I'm okay. I think if you're hard on yourself just because you say bad words, honey,
don't, honey, we all do that though, because I will say that there's days where I'm like, wow, I cussed more or I yelled more today, and you yelling, go to bed and you're
yeah,
like,
that's different. But
here's another thing, another tip: don't ever be like too prideful to apologize to your kid.
I know it's awful, but I'm never caught
my
wrong.
Form of doing it, don't worry, is not like over the top. I go and I'm like, hey, mom was really upset, like I've been really pushed to my limits. I apologize for how I acted, but I was upset. So that's the emotion I'm at.
So what you're saying is you're a better mom than me?
No, yes, not at all. Not
I don't ew. Apologize. Like, you pissed me off. So there you go.
Your kids are older, though. Your kids are older. I feel like it's just...
Don't feel like I did it when they were younger. So I'm not going to lie. Maybe we should ask them one day. Did your mom ever apologize? Ask my husband how many times I apologize. We were having a little disagreement.
To me. All the time.
Yeah. I was going to say,
oh my God,
I love you.
I was going to say, well, oh, right. It's official.
I'm so sorry, honey. No, we were having a disagreement last week or week before last. I can't even remember.
The week's so stupid.
Yeah, they blur into one. And he's like, well, I'm not even going to expect an apology because April doesn't apologize. And that offended me so badly.
It's funny, though, because when I apologize to someone else, and John will probably attest to this, but I know Jake will for sure. I'm always, this is my form of an apology. Well, I'm really sorry you felt that way.
That's what I do. And that's not even an apology.
Or I'm like, I'm sorry you took it that way.
Yeah. I'm sorry you took it that way, but that's not what
that's
I meant.
That's not what I meant.
I meant that you were an ass. So there's that. All right, let's flash back, because I was thinking about this the other day when I was writing notes about this. During our custody battle, our very bitter and horrible custody battle.
The drama.
All the trauma. We discussed this before and how we always attempted to be on our best behavior. And, you know, we had to be the perfect little mommies. Mm-hmm. I remember our attorney telling us that we needed to act like somebody was always watching us.
Same. That's what my attorney
said too.
Under a microscope.
Yeah. Always do the right thing. I'm like, seriously? Like, even when we're at home? Yes. Even when you're at home.
Yep.
Anyway, that's miserable. So the first time I let a bad word slip out in front of our boys, all mm-hmm. of them, I thought John was going to go into cardiac arrest. Married to a Marine.
To be fair, John doesn't cuss as much as like some people.
Not in
I
front
know.
Of the kids, he doesn't, but behind closed doors, yeah. He does. Okay. He's a closet cusser too. I was appalled. Like, I was so upset with him. Like, calm down, Carol. It's going to be okay. I let like a really little one slip.
No kidding. Because
like
their mom over there was, I was sitting there like, F this,
I was thinking, I'm like, hello, have you met their mother?
Yeah.
She cusses much worse than I do.
And I was still doing that. Trust me. Don't worry.
But I really do try. I do. I try not to cuss in front of the kids. But, I mean, you try raising four boys and see if you don't cuss.
Yeah.
So
oh, I'm aware.
It's not too fun. Anyway, get in touch with us, guys. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Send us topics that you would like us to discuss. Please make sure you check out our website, pastchaos.com. We now have merchandise that we sell for our Blended is Better campaign. Also, follow us on all of our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are rocking it.
Oh, we're viral.
I'm
going to
say Lauren rocks it. I just like.
Haley just walked in.
Haley says we're rocking it.
She's
on
the TikTok queen. And like her validation means more to me than like Oprah at this
but
point.
We are really good on TikTok. And I just am like in the videos. I have some ideas.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You do the things. You do all the things.
I'm not great, but I'm trying.
Oh, you're doing it. You're
I think
doing
it's
it.
Just us being us that people are just fascinated by. And that's I find hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't have to create much.
We don't, really, because it's really real.
We're actually a shit show.
Yeah, it's amazing, though. Every week we do Whiskey Wednesday, and that's our Facebook Live where we give our followers a glimpse into our real lives and discuss what's going on in our week. If you haven't already, please subscribe to and rate our podcast. It is time for Call on the Kirks.
Ooh.
We've got a mom that writes in saying that she is at her wit's end. Join the club. She said it seems like all she does is yell at her kids all day and every day. She says it's pretty much the only way they will listen. This mom is worried because she feels like it's negatively affecting her children. She's a stay-at-home mom and her husband works a lot, so she's stuck in the house with her kids every day, and it's like Groundhog Day. Same thing every day, over and over. She wants some advice on how to relieve her stress and tension so that she doesn't yell at her children as much.
You need a night in a hotel room with a Xanax and a bottle of wine by yourself. That's my advice. Like, you have to, though. That's a piece of self-care. I know when I'm getting ready to snap.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I have to run away across town to your house and just be like, leave me alone. I need an hour at your home to calm down, or an hour at Target, something. Like, you have to just have a reset of some kind.
I think as moms, it's always been frowned upon for us to take a break. Like, we're supposed to be the ones that are constantly raising the kids. And you should not be shamed if you need a break.
No, nope,
if you need
all.
To say, you know what, I need to go out with my girlfriends.
Come drop your kids with me. I'll watch them.
Well,
drop your kids
with your husband and we'll go out with you.
If he's not willing to help and doesn't see that she's at a breaking point.
So he works a lot. So that's why he can't help. And I get it. Like, we're military families. We've lived places where our families have not been near us. I mean, I've lived in Hawaii where I was days away from my family. So I get not having any help, but it's okay to take a break.
Oh,
find
absolutely.
A friend that you can say, hey, these kids need a play date with you. Take them for a minute.
We do that.
There's some days I'm like, hey, Lauren, your kids need to come home.
Get these kids.
I am really tired. And then I guess I want to say it doesn't mean that you're a bad mom just because you yell.
No.
Like, everybody yells. But I will say this. I can remember my kids being little, and Haley actually, like you said, just walked in, so she can attest to this. I remember yelling. I mean, I was a very young mom, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but I was. When I started hearing her mimic me,
yeah,
that's when it really became
real. It resonates.
Like, okay, maybe I need to stop yelling so much. But sometimes you're just, like, that's your release. Like,
cussing's
your release.
Yep.
Releasing that pent-up frustration is yelling.
All of it. Sometimes they just won't listen and you want to snap. You want to break.
Hey, at least I'm not beating them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're welcome. You're not getting a spank.
It takes what it takes sometimes. But if you need a break, you need to let someone know you need a break and a reset.
Definitely.
Or put them to bed a little bit early one night. Spend some time by yourself.
And your kids aren't going to remember all the yelling. I mean, maybe they're just going to be... Now Haley's just a really loud kid.
I have a few of those.
And our kids, all of them are just really loud because we yell.
They're outspoken.
Mama's just real loud. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, you know what? That's going to mean that they're going to take over the world.
They're going to be leaders.
Would you rather them just be these mute little robots that sit over in the corner?
They'll be bossy and they'll be leaders. You're good.
You're teaching them how to have a voice, baby. That's
literally.
Have a voice. That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks so much for listening and hanging out with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Kirks and our big blended family, visit our website at pastchaos.com.
Make sure you don't miss out on any of this train wreck and chaos by hitting the subscribe button. If you really want to get personal, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Be sure to tune in every Sunday when we release new episodes. We would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to and review our podcast.
And just so y'all know, we love Jesus, but we cuss a little.